Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The following email was written by Nicole Dressbell to an unnamed friend 5 years ago today. Hey, a man named Pete might come looking for you. He is my neighbor and building super, and we realized he works in your building. He was very impressed with you. Ooh, and what kind of free lunch do you get? People and food. It's all life really is. So, Nicole, I just want to start by saying you realize the construction "a man named X might come looking for you" kind of could frighten someone.
Yes, for sure. Okay. I also... no offense to Pete's. I think that does sound like the name of somebody who might come looking for you.
Right. Okay.
I also want to point out that man is not, I don't think that man actually is my super. It's not super clear.
Wait, so he's not your super.
He lives across from me.
Okay.
And he does helpful things. And so he cares about the building. I don't know that he's the super.
Oh, wow. So, but have you seen any other super?
No. So does every building have a super?
Yes.
So then,
as far as I know.
He probably is. I'm not.
Yeah. You're not the super.
No.
No, we know that.
Okay.
Okay, so the other thing is, it's a hard left turn from there to, ooh, and what kind of free lunch do you get? You know what I mean? Like, I guess that maybe was just responding to another thread that was going.
Yeah, I assume. That was related to something that had come before.
Okay, and the last note I have is...
These are notes?
Yeah, yes.
These are not
people
questions,
and food,
these are notes?
It's all life really is a pretty profound statement. And I just hadn't really thought about it that way.
Yeah, well, you want to end on something. You want to end on something that makes them think about.
Do you do that with every email?
Every email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what's
done.
The closing thesis of this email? That
sounds very time consuming.
Mm-hmm. It is, but you know what? It's worth it because in the modern world, we're too casual about our correspondence. All right, it's your turn. The following email was sent by Matt Straub to a group of associates 5 years ago today. I didn't have that dude kicked off Twitter. I had his arms cut off. Do you know what that email is?
I'm trying to think about this. My best guess is that person had a Twitter handle that I wanted or something like that for that group of associates. And we couldn't get it because this person for some reason had it and I was mad about that.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's not it. I should say, full disclosure, I was one of the associates on this email.
Yes.
I did not respond to it. No, apparently
did anyone
somebody
respond to this?
Yes. Apparently somebody had been bad mouthing something related to your job on Twitter. And then you sent that email. Now, speaking of men who can be terrifying, do you realize that could be construed as a terrifying email?
That email? Yeah. I'm actually surprised I sent that because I don't think of myself as sending threats to people like that over email.
But, right. Yeah, I think, full disclosure, I think you were being fun.
Oh, it was a fun threat.
Yeah, it was a fun threat.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. You've got mail. Welcome to Inbox, the podcast where our guest gives us access to their personal correspondence and we mine their digital lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is Molly Gaby.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Molly. How do you feel about giving us access to your inbox?
Not great, guys. I'm a little scared.
I know. It's very funny. You are holding your...
clutching it.
You're clutching your computer to your lap.
Okay, a couple reasons. I mean, I'm scared I could just have the most mundane... I mean, I guess email is supposed to be mundane. Also, I'm a slow typer, and I get nervous when people watch me type. And I used to have a job at ZocDoc where I literally, that was my job. And it's just like, I led to a mental breakdown. So if we could just not watch me type.
Wait, I have so many questions about the last sentence.
Your job at ZocDoc was letting people watch you type?
Well, my managers would be behind me watching, and you're supposed to type fast. And I don't know how to fucking type. And I'm bad at spelling and grammar. It was a nightmare. So yeah, I'm nervous.
Well, this is about looking at past correspondence. It's not about watching you type.
There will be a typing test, except
for our first segment, email roulette.
Email roulette.
So, Molly, here's what's going to happen. In this first segment, before we kick off, you're going to compose an email that you would hate to have to send.
Oy, oy, oy.
And then later in the show, we'll find out whether or not you have to send it.
Okay. Like, does this, is this like to a ex?
Whatever, or you want.
Oh,
what's, yeah. So the fact that you led with X makes me think, let's go with X.
Oh, God. Like an old ex? How about like an old ex?
Great. An old ex.
Okay.
An ex over 35.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I only have one ex aged. Over 35, and I don't
want not that.
About.
No, I don't want that either.
Oh, I could send one too. I have another ex over.
This sounds a little too, you sound a little excited about this one though.
I am actually, because you know those people you go back and forth about sending emails to is probably a bad idea. This is an ex I used to date in high school.
Do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What is the body of this email?
Well, what is something you would hate to have to send to this person?
Oh, God. I've been thinking. Can it start with
thinking? Yes, great, perfect.
Oh no. Okay, I've been thinking
a lot.
Oh, my God, yes. I've been thinking a lot.
I've been thinking a lot.
About us. About who we were.
Yeah.
And who we're becoming.
Yes.
And could those two things ever meet again?
Oh, God. Okay, is this a lie or am I supposed to be honest to this person?
No, you're just doing what we tell you to do.
Okay, great. He's like this weird Christian minister now. Okay,
thank you so much for the information.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, he got shot and he almost died and now he like started a ministry because of it because he thinks Jesus Christ saved his life.
What kind of shot?
Like point blank in the stomach.
Why?
Wow. Because he's an idiot and was trying to break up a mugging. He like ran after a guy.
Don't be a hero is one of my life mantras.
Yeah, that's going to find its way in there. Can you, Molly, I don't want to make you, I don't want
to. I'll have to do
it. I don't want to make you feel bad. Could you type faster?
No. Hold on. Could you get to the email?
Why are you going to Google?
I don't have his email. I got to do Facebook. Okay.
Oh, this is a Facebook message. Great. Perfect.
Okay, great.
I love it.
And we could say here that any inbox or any kind of messaging is fair game on this podcast.
Yeah, we want all your inboxes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, this is, I mean, the name is in the field. Like, this is one false click and this is going.
I know, it's stressing me out that instead of just putting that goddamn computer on the goddamn table, you're holding it on your lap.
Okay, here we go. Hey, oh, sorry, I don't know if I'm supposed to say his name.
Great.
You can definitely find him at his website. He would want mm-hmm. you to. Okay, I've been thinking?
I've been thinking a lot, dot, dot, dot. I think you did the dot, dot, dot.
About us?
About us.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Who we were?
Who we were, oh my God.
And who we're becoming?
See, becoming.
How did? Can I ask a Facebook question right now? What are the mechanics of this being sent? What keystroke? Is there a keystroke that would send this accidentally?
Is it just get it away? I stressed out. Get it away from the send button.
I would even. Yeah.
I think we just have to click the send button. I don't think there is. There's not like an enter or something.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That's good.
Hey, I've been thinking a lot about us, who we were and who we are becoming, where we've been and where we have yet to go.
Yes.
See where we have yet to go. Jesus Christ.
How about we started this journey together X years ago?
Oh, my God. We started. Yes.
Okay.
And please write X years ago.
Yeah, that's got to be X.
Journey X years ago.
Together X years ago.
We started this journey together. Jesus Christ. He's going to think I want to.
Yep.
Okay. Started X years ago.
And what does it all mean?
Oh, my God. Please, God, don't be me. He's married with children.
Great. Let me know if you know.
Snow. See, guys, I can't type.
You're doing fine.
Let me know if you know.
XOXO.
XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Yep, Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Great.
Perfect.
Oh my God. Please don't be me.
Okay, so I guess normally we would save this in drafts, but I guess you just need to walk away from Facebook and hope nothing happens.
Okay, walking away. Look, it's a new tab. Okay,
and later in the show, we'll find out whether you have to send that.
Yep.
Okay, great.
So stick around. Okay, Molly, it's time for Dining In.
Dining In.
So you're going to type seamless into your history.
Okay, great.
And then we're going to see the first thing that comes up.
Typing very smoothly
there. The most recent order.
Okay, here we go, guys. Most recent. It's from the Hollywood Diner. I got two.
Hold on. Dishes. Nope. Lead with the timestamp on this.
Okay. Okay. Your food should arrive around 2:05 to 2:15 a.m.
Great.
I can explain. I don't ever order diner food unless it's like 2 to 5 in the morning.
That makes sense.
Because I've given up.
And they're also there. That's what's open.
Yeah. And these guys are fast and they forgave me. They forgive me when I fall asleep.
No.
Wait.
No.
Forgive. It's not that one time. You'd say this has happened multiple times.
This has happened probably about 4 or 5 times.
No.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, though. They always bring it back to the restaurant. They know who I am. They know I'm just sleeping right inside the door.
Inside, yes. Right.
It's just literally right against the door.
You're saying they should just leave it downstairs for when you wake up in the morning?
Yeah. That wouldn't hurt anybody.
That is interesting that the policy with delivery is if we can't find you, we take it back, as opposed to it should just be leave it.
Drop it.
Just leave it.
Is there some liability them if they leave food, it turns rancid and you eat it?
No, there's no liability.
No, you can't. We can barely shut these places down when there's rats running the kitchens. There's no way this would be an issue.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Mosey Hollywood Diner.
Okay, so what'd you order?
I ordered, the first dish was a chef's omelet. We're talking sides. Curly fries with your omelet because you gotta.
They're not just curly fries though. The sides are curly fries. I don't want to food shame anybody, but your sides are curly fries, also a roll.
You gotta make everything into a sandwich.
Also, fucking fuck. This is an $18 omelet.
Yeah. No.
The fuck is in this?
Let me explain. Well, when you order at 2:05 to 2:15, you can't be picky. And it's fucking New York. These diners are so expensive. And I'm at this point, I'm desperate.
Okay.
You're paying Manhattan prices. Mm-hmm. Is what's happening.
Yeah. Is a roll a common side? Like, I don't think of that as a side, really.
For an omelet, not really. Yeah. Toast. Why aren't you getting toast?
Because toast is bullshit. Rolls are the best.
No.
Yes.
With an omelet?
Yeah, you make it into an omelet sandwich and it's soggy. And
back on board.
Soggy. You're coveting soggy.
Right? Back on board. Yeah, yeah.
Everything is a sandwich.
Because then you can have a little bit of omelet with fries, but you could also have a little bit of a sandwich. I'm fully on board.
I was fully on board until you said it's soggy and then I was out.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you let it sit too long.
Sure.
But you're just scarfing that thing down.
You're not. Yeah, it's 2 in the morning.
It's 2:05.
We don't have time to waste. And then.
Then you got to follow that up. Num, num, nums with a roast beef sandwich. Parentheses, roll.
Yep.
Cheddar cheese, tomatoes, ketchup, mustard, comma mayo. You got to have it on a roll. I'm a roll queen.
Okay.
I love that. I respect that so much.
After the omelet, if that was not on a roll, if that had been on rye bread, I would have been upset. But
oh, no.
I'm so against shaming anybody for eating.
Sure.
But this is 2 in the morning, and all told, after taxes and delivery,
no,
this is a $39 meal.
I know.
This is me being too thrifty. Is this like, hey, we got a little bit of an omelet. We have a little bit of a sandwich. We're having a great day. Like, are you portioning out so that you can have leftovers?
No, never. Literally, I have never had leftovers from a diner.
I won't order delivery unless I think I can stretch this out.
39 is a big number.
It's a huge number.
And part of that is the pricing, for sure, right? I mean, we could shave $6-$8 off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's fair.
I gave it, this place is literally 2 blocks down from me and I gave him a $5 tip to bring it to my house.
I know. That's also that is classy. That is really classy.
I feel bad.
Now, I got to go back to this $18 omelet. Mm-hmm. Is this because of fries? Like, are fries bumping up the price?
Good question. I hope so. But I just can't ever get an omelet by itself. You got to get those crumbs right.
You have to. No, 100% total agreement. What is in a chef's omelet?
We're talking ham. That's we're talking cheese. I'm surprised there's not extra avocado added for $13.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
really?
I did good here. I really restrained myself with this order. And I forget other than that.
Wow.
Chefs. What would a chef put in an omelet?
That feels like a mushroom, maybe. Some mushrooms.
I don't know. Is it just like a chef's salad, but an omelet?
Turkey, roast beef. Possibly. I forget. These are not good times.
I love this so much. Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome.
A theatrical reading of a chat between Molly and her partner. The role of Molly will be played by myself, Nicole Dressbell. The role of her partner will be played by Matt Straub. Let's chat on Hangouts.
We hanging.
Hell yeah. Miss you.
Same, bae.
Baby. Ego, ago, amigo, I love you. Baby doll.
Love you, girl. What's up, babe?
I just love you.
Same, baby. It's so good.
This is incredible. Also, and scene. Also, we should point out, this is, most of this took place on one day, but some of this took place.
There's time stamps.
So this is, in theory, this chat is over several months. God bless.
Oh, man. I like it better if it's within like 30 seconds. Yeah. We hanging. I'm responding to everything.
Is this honeymoon period? How long have you been involved?
Since February. Definitely honeymoon period.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be like this much longer.
For sure. It's really just coming to an end. This started on my birthday.
That's so nice.
Chat on Hangouts. I was real excited.
Ego, ago, migo. What's the...
I'm just so overwhelmed with love here that the English language is failing me.
I'm happy the omelet theme is represented, though, with ego. I guess that's a waffle, too.
I love this so much.
Some great spellings in this chat for anyone who's not, you know, just hearing this. Girl, G-E-R-L, bae, B-A-E. I love it. I did not write like this.
A lot of extended vowels.
Yeah.
It's something, when you're in love, you got to just use more of what they give you.
This is a dream.
I feel like it looks like he doesn't like me as much as I like him. Same, baby.
No, he's playing it cool. It's so good. It's pretty enthusiastic.
Yeah, that's good.
That is as enthusiastic as any man I've ever known could get about anything.
Yeah, I will say I'm constantly judging other people's relationships. There was no part of me that was concerned about this exchange.
No, this
felt very, very,
wonderful.
This felt very reciprocal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's 50-50, bae. This is hard.
Yep. Thank you.
Oh, God. This is a segment we are, for the moment, calling Parental Units. This is the last email to or from one of your parents.
Parental Units.
Subject, my text. Body, you're looking at the inside of the cabinet. Sent from my iPhone. Molly, what does this mean? This is from your mother.
This is from my mom.
What does this mean?
Apparently, it was really urgent because I believe it was a text originally. She sent me a picture of the inside of the cabinet.
Why?
Okay, because she was redoing the cabinets in my kitchen. And I told her that it was the wrong cabinets. And she told me that I was, no, it's the right cabinets. I'm just looking at the inside of the cabinet.
Here's my thing about
I
this.
I still don't understand.
She's trying to escalate this in a level of urgency, but you don't do that by following up with an email. A text is as urgent as it gets.
I agree.
So, no, she does not understand anything. She's a classic mom who, if you're sending an email called my text, you're already just...
That's true.
My dad has done that, where my dad has, like, when I had a blog, my dad would respond to my blog on Facebook. And it's like, well, my blog's not... go there. What are you doing?
Yeah, she's at the end of her rope here, and I wasn't responding.
Did you not? Is there a world in which you didn't know you were looking at the inside of a cabinet? Most people get what's the inside and what's the outside of a cabinet.
Well, here's the thing. When they're not up yet, you don't know what's the inside or the outside. So I just had a bunch of cabinet shit.
Wait, what?
I just had a bunch of cabinets in my apartment. I didn't know what was the inside or the outside.
Oh, what?
I am wildly confused.
There's no way you don't know.
Has these like cheap kitchen cabinets you can put up. And so I had all of the shit for the cabinets and I didn't know I was looking at the inside of the cabinet.
I have to take a time out.
Hold on.
I have to take a time out. Was this a picture message in the first place?
No, it was live.
Wait.
What?
The text.
Okay.
Her text. Let's go back to her text.
Her text.
Okay, because that's really what this is all about.
You're right, right.
What was in her text? The original text.
Okay. I think she was in my apartment and also sent me a picture of the cabinets inside the apartment.
That's not possible. Here's my guess. My guess is you sent something that was concerned about the cabinets.
Yes.
She said, no, you're looking at the inside of the cabinet. Maybe you were concerned they weren't nice enough.
Or like they looked inside out, like this looks wrong right on the outside.
These look inside out. And then mom says, no, you're looking at the inside.
You know what? You're totally right, Nicole.
But here's the thing is that I can't wrap my head around. I can't wrap my head around how you couldn't know the difference between an inside and outside of a cabinet. Even removed from its cabinet
Everybody
context.
Says that until they're faced with a cabinet. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you'll see, you guys will come crawling back to me when you see a cabinet, and it's impossible to tell the inside and the outside.
Okay, but now counterpoint, mm-hmm. if you can't tell the difference between the inside and the outside, what are you so fucking concerned about?
The color of the cabinet.
Okay, so they're different colors on the inside versus the outside.
I'm sure there was a slight difference.
Right.
By the way, no reply to this email as far as we can tell, right? Not respond to mom here.
You did not respond to mom.
No, I thought it was rude to send an email that said my text. Clearly there's some aggression going on there.
Also, I do want to just point out how your mother is listed in your Gmail contacts as Mother Dearest.
Yeah, honestly, that's how I feel about her a lot.
That's fair.
I sometimes think about it. I have my dad as my dad and then Mother Dearest. Is that misogynist in any way?
Yeah, I don't just know. I think sometimes moms can be like fun to mess with a little bit. I went to college with somebody whose brother called his mother grilled cheese until she answered to it. I think that was the funniest thing in the world. Just like a teenage boy who just would only call his mother grilled cheese.
She finally surrendered?
Yes.
That's great.
I gotta use that. She would never respond to me.
Wait, do you have your dad listed as dad or my dad?
I think my dad.
Okay.
Can we change your mom to grilled cheese in your contacts?
Yes, we can. But I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, okay. So then that's a no.
No.
Now, Molly, you're not an inbox zero person. Mm-hmm. In fact, your inbox is currently what number?
2,412.
Great. Mm-hmm. And your drafts folder is also pretty hefty.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
538.
538.
Are these, so does that mean?
.com. That is amazing.
Are you using this to track thoughts or does that mean there are 538 emails you're thinking about sending but haven't made up your mind on?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked it in a while.
We're going to look at drafts.
I'm scared.
Oh, what's in the box?
There's some words in there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. These are a lot of notes.
A lot of them just say, oh, that's your signature. I thought they just said Molly.
Yeah, but then. It looks like, can you just click on one of the ones that say Molly?
Sure.
It's just a blank.
So yeah, it's just a blank email. You have a lot of blank emails to yourself in drafts. I'm telling you, I think if we went through these blank emails, we could cut this down to easily 438.
You're right. This is how I remind myself of shit.
What are you reminding yourself of? It's a blank email.
Look, well, this one, see, look here. It says books, comma, hat.
Okay. Hat is in all caps.
What are you reminding yourself of?
Where?
I'm not sure. But
okay, so it's not working. The system doesn't work.
Okay, there's a lot of abortion stuff.
I mean,
I've got some life coaching notes in here.
There's one that's impossible to scroll past, but I don't know how nosy we want to be here. You just scrolled past it, I think.
Wait, what? Check cycles and sex?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. Check cycles and sex.
And sex.
Oh, I know what that was. There's that's no boring. D. That's work.
Oh,
boring. Where do you work?
Oh, I work in an organization called Lady Parts Justice.
Oh, sure.
So it's a lot of sex and abortion stuff here.
That's great.
Let's see. Look, these are notes from, I have a life coach thing. This is how I type when I just let myself do this. It's bad.
Wait, okay. Can you, I don't know how a life coach actually works.
Mm-hmm. I pay money to do an online life coach called the Life Coach School. And this woman is changing my life. Look, live conscious, not perfect.
Okay.
Smiley face.
That's great. Can you please read the first sentence after that? Because I don't feel great about it.
Okay. It says, we have been programmed to quit if we did not get a comma brain always saying we are going to die.
This is your life coach?
That kind of makes perfect sense to me. If you just change A to X, I think we're good.
Right? Okay, no, here's what this means. We've been programmed to quit if we did not. I'm not sure what A. But our brains are always saying that we're going to die no matter what. You know, in caveman days, we just ran and were scared and then,
right.
You know, had sex and died. Now we're afraid of, you know, getting on stage and
right,
doing
fight or flight is going
exactly,
off all the time.
Exactly, and it's not serving us.
No, that's true.
It's not serving us. Anyway, we don't have to read this.
No, my favorite is line 4. I think we should read it.
All caps. Okay, all caps. It says, there's no wagon to fall off of.
Yeah.
Is that, I feel like that is highly controversial.
Oh, this woman is I think she's got an interesting take on alcoholism.
Okay, so this is related to alcoholism. And
no,
her point is that there's no wagon to fall off of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is definitely, yeah. I think she gets a lot of hate mail about it.
What's that theory?
I think that it's just like, it doesn't exist.
Alcoholism?
Oh, that's not a disease.
So what is it?
It's just, oh, it's buffering. It's buffering, guys. Alcohol is just another way to buffer. It's like overeating or smoking or something like that.
So her point is sort of like it's not different from other obsessive or compulsive behaviors.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Controversial.
Controversial.
I don't know why I had to caps that.
That's so interesting.
So what? There's a so what in all caps too. I like that. Just sitting alone.
Okay, I just gotta say, the word conscious and unconscious is very hard to type fast, and I haven't gotten it right in this whole email because it's underlined in red everywhere.
So is this also, is your life coach just her saying things and you typing them up?
Yeah, and it's not just me, it's like hundreds of other people.
Stop.
Oh, it's like a seminar.
Yes.
I like that more. I would not love having like an individual life coach.
It's too uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But does she just talk at the group or do people respond?
Both. There's some Q&As. There's some live calls.
Have you ever asked a question?
I have.
What did you ask?
I asked, because her big thing is if you change your thought, you change the result. And I said, okay, you can change your thought, but how do you believe that? How do you just like pretend to believe a new thought that you have in your head? Say you think you're a bad performer, and all of a sudden you're supposed to think you're a good performer, but I still don't believe that.
Sure.
She did not have a good answer.
That's maybe where you wrote, so what? You're still wondering.
So what,
that
bitch?
Is a great question.
She didn't have a good answer. So,
well, wow. You're one for one then.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I feel like you should be paying for all this info. I pay a lot of money each month.
Yeah, that's true.
For this.
Sorry, I would just love a little reading on that, an explanation on that.
This one? Not mm-hmm. Okay.
Nope, below.
Okay. Best version of yourself is like a birth. Move towards discomfort. You want to be a badass at being uncomfortable. Okay, that makes sense.
That makes total sense.
But is that how birth is explained? Like, if it's uncomfortable, it's you good. Want it. Yeah.
I can't remember if this was a dumb analogy.
Birth
can be
uncomfortable.
That is true.
I've seen births.
Yes,
Yes, I have two children. I've seen them born.
No way.
And it appeared to be uncomfortable for my wife at times.
But is the theory about birth that you should pursue discomfort? I guess so.
Move towards.
Well, you're supposed to push.
I would say maybe don't shy away from it.
Wow. Because
that's part of the process, right?
So this is anti-epidural.
Yes.
You don't want to numb yourself to the world.
Right.
Although, you know, I imagine it hurts quite a bit, which is why people do get the epidural. So I'm not an anti-epidural guy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Sure.
Oh God, you got to get those eps.
You got it. You may have to in some cases.
Two kids. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How old are they?
4 and 1.
Oh my God. It's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And congratulations on getting that life coaching.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of money.
Okay, it's time for search term? Search word? It's time for search alert.
Search alert.
Okay, Molly, so the search term is I give up.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. All right, what is this very formal looking email from a no reply?
Okay, this is from, the subject is Class Action Settlement Notice from the United States District Court, Northern District of California, in the case of Knapp versus Art.com.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this case.
Very famous case.
Very famous. It's a class action settlement. Apparently, somebody sued art.com because it wasn't art enough. I'm not sure.
There's no way that's true.
It says if you purchase any product from art.com through the e-commerce websites art.com, posters.com, and or allposters.com.
Wait, back up. What were the dates on this? Oh, okay. Son of a... I didn't meet this.
May 24th.
There's a four-year span.
No, it's from February 12th, 2012 to June 9th, 2016.
Oh, did you buy some art?
I probably did at some point, but not during those years.
Okay. I'm going to see. I receive a voucher. Okay. I explained what happened here.
I like how this is the first time. Clearly the first time you're considering this in any way.
Here's the problem, Molly. You keep saying, I don't know what it's about. There's more email you're not scrolling to that literally says, why did I get this notice?
Okay. Yeah. You're right. Here it is. Art.com's records show that you are a class member in this case. Wow. Pretty fancy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm affected by it. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you guys ever get these? Have you gotten these before?
Yeah, I think I got one from, I don't remember who.
I've gotten a handful of these and I'm always stressed out about whether to respond. Should I get in on this one?
This one is very clear. This one is very well written. It says, what happens if you do nothing? What happens if you file an objection, blah, right. blah. No, a class action lawsuit is like the little lottery.
You're always in.
Yeah. Okay. And also, do people know about lost claims?
What is that?
Every state has like a lost claims website. Oh, this is very helpful. I'm about to change people's lives. Every state has like a department for like lost funds or lost claims. That's where somebody tried to get you money, but they couldn't find you. So the state is holding on to it. And if you go onto the website and you search your name, it'll say if money is being held for you.
Really?
And then you just have to fill out some paperwork and you get your money. I would love, okay, well, that's not really related to the show, but I would really love for us all to do that as soon as possible. Any state that you've lived in, you should be checking those websites.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Free money.
Sorry, I burped.
That's okay. What does it say the settlement is about?
It says, why is this lawsuit about? The case is entitled Knapp versus Art.com.
Could you read the case number, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's 16CV00768-WHO. Yeah. U.S. District Judge William H. Orrick.
Skip to the next paragraph.
Great. Okay. The lawsuit alleges that Art.com engaged in deceptive price comparison and false sales advertising by selling products continuously on sale such that the sale prices were not bona fide sales in violation of consumer protection laws.
Doesn't everyone do that?
I thought that was standard.
Yeah. I guess you can have too many sales, it sounds like.
Well, I think it's like it's not really a sale.
Right. But only if you go to the well too many times, right? It's like, well.
Oh.
Right?
But then how does Amazon stay open? Well, because they're not sales. They're markdowns.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting the
legal word sale.
I guess we're precious about the word sale.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're on art.com side here, guys.
Did you get this? No, that's not what happened.
Okay, we're on Knapp side.
Yeah, we're on Knapp. We're pro-Knapp. We're on your side, actually. So how much did you get? How much are you getting?
Okay, I think it says a voucher of $10 that can be used towards any purchase of a product from art.com.
Well, you got screwed.
Yeah.
I got something on sale.
Ooh, but vouchers are transferable.
To what?
Art.com, posters.com, and or all posters.
No, to another party. So that's a holiday gift.
Oh, you could pool your vouchers.
How can I get a voucher?
Oh, here we go. You will automatically receive a voucher.
Did you get a voucher, buddy?
I probably did.
Okay. Here's what I want to know now.
Search for voucher.
No, don't search for voucher. I want to know what you got from art.com in the first place.
Oh, no. Art.com.
Or it could be all posters.
Let's see.
Ooh, a lot.
Well, no. This is just
those are mailings.
Promotionals. You guys delete all these?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone deletes all of these?
I guess I got rid of it. It was too embarrassed.
It was the only email you've gotten rid of. Do you remember what you got?
Art.com. Oh, I got this big, dumb Art Deco looking thing to go above my AC because there's nothing there.
Above your AC?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You know, like it's just
isn't a window above your AC?
No.
Oh.
Oh, it goes right out to the world. Goes through my wall into the world.
Interesting. Yeah. And it's like on like floor level?
Yes.
Wow.
Scary.
Is it scary?
Yeah, there's a lot of people talking and driving and...
Wait, but it's built into the wall.
Is the world scary?
But it's built into the wall.
It's built into the wall. Someone could just kick it in and come in. I leave my door unlocked, though. Like, I feel like if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Hold on. You live on the ground floor.
Yes.
And you have an AC that's built into the wall.
Yeah.
That you think somebody could kick in and be in your house.
Yes.
I don't think that that's going to happen.
But me neither.
Because they would have to be an AC-sized person. Like, people will... bust open an AC in a window and then pry open the window. But you're talking about a person who has to be the size of an air conditioner.
Oh, they're like octopuses. They can get through any hole.
People?
If you're motivated to get into somebody's apartment, you're going to climb through a little AC size hole, I'll tell you what.
I guess so.
It's not a small AC.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right.
It's a man size
AC. Something is above the AC on the inside or the outside?
On the inside.
That's a stupid question.
Cabinet. Stupid question. You're looking at the inside of the air conditioner.
Yeah.
The inside of the AC. Yes. Art.com. Is that not cool to get from anymore? All right.
I was recently on allposters.com. It's a very, it's not a well-run website. It takes a long time to load.
Huh.
I haven't been on it.
It's just too many images.
Should have gone on there in that window.
I was trying really hard to find that a picture that I had on my wall in college that I really wanted to make sure that I knew.
What was it?
What it was. It was that one of like, I don't even remember what it's called. It's a woman sitting at like a vanity with her legs up doing her lipstick. And then there's a shirtless guy in the background.
I love that.
Do you know that poster?
No.
People know that poster. You'd recognize it if you saw it.
I don't know if I would.
Okay, this is part two of Russian email roulette. Is that what we're calling it?
I think just email roulette. I don't want to provoke Russia when it comes to inboxes.
Email roulette. Part two. Now, earlier in the show, as you recall, we had Molly compose a Facebook message to her ex. If she is unable to answer this trivia question correctly, this will be sent. Right?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay. The question is, the voice of AOL's You've Got Mail is now A, a teacher at UCLA, B, a cobbler, C, an Uber driver, D, dead. I can repeat those if needed.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I remember. A teacher at UCLA.
Correct.
A cobbler.
Correct.
An Uber driver.
Yes.
Or dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
You have a 1 in 4 chance of not sending this.
Okay.
Message.
But it's too weirdly specific, the teacher at UCLA.
There are a couple clues, I'll say, within the, I don't know the answer.
Uh-huh.
Trying to help you out here. There are a couple clues within the answers that I think we could work with if we really wanted to shave a couple away.
Okay.
We didn't write these answers, is my point.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
I don't know what you could shave away.
Well, I don't know how much you want me to help out here.
I would love to know what your thought process is.
I think teacher at UCLA versus professor at UCLA is a possible red flag for that answer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. That's one.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Little goddamn Sherlock.
Uh-huh.
A cobbler is just a profession that no one is anymore,
except
right?
for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
Who just quit acting to become a cobbler.
Okay. Well, sure. There's one.
So I agree with cobbler. Cobbler feels like a funny, funny answer.
It's a funny
answer. So I think you're looking at Uber driver or dead, personally.
Okay. I don't know why Uber driver would make headlines. I feel like everybody's an Uber driver. He's definitely either dead or a teacher, not a professor at UCLA.
So,
which some would say is dead already.
So with everything on the line,
okay.
You ready to answer this?
A teacher or dead. A teacher or dead. A teacher or dead. Is he dead? No, wait. Is he a teacher? Is he a professor? He's a cobbler. He's an Uber driver.
Molly, you got to send that email.
I'm going to send it because I have nothing to lose.
Oh, wow.
Please don't.
Oh, wow.
Please don't. Please don't. Or please do.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, yes. Molly, please tell us what happened.
I will. I'm nervous. Okay, no, it'll be great.
Goodness.
I have nothing to lose.
You truly have nothing to lose.
What if he leaves his wife for me?
This is a man of God. He's not going to do that. Molly, thank you so much for your bravery.
Thank you for having me.
And you are a delight. You type perfectly fast.
Oh my God, thank you.
I think your typing improved during this episode.
I would agree.
I was impressed with myself, to be honest. Did better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if in doubt, you're looking at the inside of a cabinet. That's my big takeaway.
Always assume that's the inside of the cabinet. Grayed out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.